This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Trust me.
Not long enough.
Does anyone know what...
Let me stop you right there.
It's Tuesday.
No, come on. This feels more like a Monday.
No, it's Tuesday.
Well, no matter what day it is.
Don't say it.
It's time.
Don't you say it.
Let's go back.
Don't you dare say it.
Back to where?
Back to work.
Why'd you have to say that?
Because it's...
Showtime.
Well, if you had a three-day weekend, it is time to go back. And it might feel a little bit like a Monday. It's kind of drizzly, sleety, freezing, rainy, snowy out there. My sister, last night before she went to bed, up on the mountain, had 5 inches of snow. She's going to take a fresh picture this morning when she when it becomes daylight so we can see what it looked like. But it sure was pretty coming down last night. She sent me a little video and a couple of pictures. I wished I was up there watching it.
I know. It sounds so nice. I'm jealous.
It was just coating everything. Everything, the last picture she sent me, everything was white. So, yeah, it's going to be a nice, chilly, snowy morning on the mountain this morning, but not for us.
Yeah.
No. Nope. We just get the rain. We just get the sleet. We just get the freezing rain.
Boo.
By the way, tonight's low, 19. Just so you know, it's going to get some serious winter this week. Big football weekend. Next weekend, we'll know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. Who will it be? I don't know. Only 8 more teams in there. We'll find out. The Super Bowl, by the way, is February 11th in Vegas for your party planning purposes. Also, I strapped up the Stanley Quencher this weekend.
I was thoroughly amused, Dale.
I thought you might be. Yeah. Hey, I got that thing thrown over my shoulder like a barrel purse carrying it around.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. So I think this would be day 4 with the Stanley Quencher. I miss my Yeti, though, I got to be honest.
You're on day 5.
I'm almost through.
I think you are on day 5.
I'm almost finished. How about that?
Look at
awesome.
You.
I'm rolling.
You are.
Rolling deep.
Killing it.
6:04. It's time to get up. Glad you joined us. We got free concert tickets today and all kinds of fun. Let's start out with Hardy. Here's Truck Bed on the Wolf.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed curve. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Wake up with the Wolf Show on 93.1 The Wolf. And, well, here we go. Kicking off Touch the Troops. Today's the official kickoff. Let's get to making those cards. We got a card-making event coming up for you on Friday.
I'm very excited about this, and I feel like a lot of Kernersville's rallying around Under Par Golf Lounge for this event. But Under Par is right there in front of the Target in Kernersville, along the same strip as the Loop restaurant. And we've got their address. We got an event on our website, 931wolfcountry.com. There's also one on Facebook floating around with them if you want more details on it. But yeah, just a fun night of card making. And of course, they have virtual golf bays. I think one will be rented for our event. So if you want to take a swing after you're done making a card, that's an option too. You want to just hang out and drink a beer or, you know, a Yoo-Hoo. They have that as well.
but we want a Yoo-Hoo.
Kids, adults, it doesn't matter. And if you want to just drop some cards off that you've made instead of coming in and making some, you can too. But I printed off so many of the coloring sheets that we made for both the troops and their kids.
I saw you carry those in the studio.
Oh, yeah. My first round of printing here. So I'll have more coming. But I'm very excited to do this Friday night, 6 to 8. And Dale, I know that Carrie, one of the owners of Under Par, she's very thrilled to, first of all, meet you, but second of all, take a picture of you, her, and my Stanley.
Okay. All right. Does she want me to strap that thing up?
If you want to strap it up, pal, you strap it up.
You haven't seen my strapped up Stanley Quencher. I've still got it. It's right here. I'm not doing what I said I was going to do?
Hey, You're taking this punishment to the next level.
You dadgum right I am, and I like the way you put that. I am taking it to the next level. I'm rolling with this thing. And if you haven't seen any of the pictures or the videos, I got them on Wolfman Dale on Instagram. They're on there. They're also on the Facebook page.
I'm going to say, I've been making sure to share them to our stories and our Facebook page.
Annie has had to switch to the that knockoff.
Yeah,
she's got it. But
I mean, I'm grateful for it, but like, yeah.
It's a nice fire engine red thing.
Yeah, it's not really me.
Yeah, well, anyway, I got the.
I see my baby across the table there. I miss my Stanley.
I'll be bringing it on Friday night, even though, will I be finished by then?
Yes, that'll be a full week because you started Friday.
Okay, so that'll be my last. Ooh, what a way to cap it off.
I know. I can't wait to have my cut back.
Yeah, so you'll get your cut back on Friday. So come on out and make some cards with us. We're going to have some stuff there. Again, that's this Friday night. This Friday night. It's already Tuesday, people. Don't think, wait, what?
I know.
It's already Tuesday, so we've only got like 3 more days to go until we do this thing at Under Par Golf Lounge in Kernersville. Hope you'll come out and join us. Again, you don't have to make cards. It can be a store-bought card if you're bringing cards. That's okay.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't feel so craftily inclined, then that's okay.
Also, I just want to mention again that all the supplies will be provided for you. You don't have to bring anything but yourself to Under Par. Maybe some dinner, if you want to bring yourself some dinner.
But they don't have food. You can bring food down there.
Other than that, though, yeah, we'll supply everything for you. You just show up. Let's create some stuff and hang out. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. I'm going to be swinging a golf club, too.
I can't wait to see that. Danny probably will, too. Danny's
we're going to send it. Danny, come on. Let's tear it up, buddy. Wake up with the Wolf Show, and I'm not laying down on my duties of losing a bet. I have been at it the entire weekend with the Stanley Quencher. I think I may be overly hydrated, though. I think I'm waterlogged.
No, you're not.
I'm not?
You can never be.
Okay. You can't be overly hydrated?
Unless you've been drinking multiples of those.
Well, maybe I have.
40, 80. You have to drink, like, half your body weight in water or something.
Jeez. Well, a quarter of that'll go in this thing. Huge.
That's a little giving.
Well, you know, when you're holding it. When you're holding it, it does seem big.
The scuba tank sent me. He posted all weekend, and I was helping to share his stuff along because I'm just getting a kick out of this. I miss my Stanley Cup, but the things you kept referring it to were killing me. It was we got a scuba tank, a barrel with a handle.
Rain barrel
with a handle. I feel like there was something else and I can't put my finger on it. I love to see it.
I got another idea for today for my walking. You'll see.
I'm interested.
You'll like it. I can assure you.
I'm glad you're taking very good care of it.
I am taking good care of it. Somebody said, I think it was Alicia, pops on and says, he's going to scratch your yet. I'm not scratching your Stanley.
Oh, when you put the carabiner on it? Yeah. I thought that too. I said, he better not scratch it.
There is no scratch. It is in pristine condition. It will be returned to you in pristine condition.
I know it will. You'll take good care of it.
I will wash it very clean, and you'll have it back.
You're a good man.
I know I am. Thanks for reaffirming me.
Thanks for being a trooper, though, and taking your punishment.
I did lose fair and square, or my Yeti lost fair and square. And we did agree that we would do this, that if I lost, I would tote it around for a week. So we'll culminate this on Friday night when we show up at Under Par Golf Lounge.
Has anybody given you any grief about the Stanley yet?
No, there's a couple of people who are firmly on Team Yeti who just will not get off that train.
I have seen some posts about it. I'm like, God, well, they got you in a chokehold, Lord.
Yeah, they're very Team Yeti and won't get off of it. Don't believe the results, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm Yeti, Yeti, Yeti. I love Yeti, Yeti, Yeti.
I'm just Team Cup.
Whatever, I'll put my water in. I'm good. Although, one good thing we did do that you had not done was test its heat holding capability. And, man, I'm going to tell you something. Both those cups, I mean, I don't know. They'd keep it hot for a couple of days.
Probably. We couldn't get them to drop that much at all.
I mean, it was brutally hot. But so now you know that it not only is it great for cold beverages, it is great for hot beverages as well.
I decided that I was going to take a step and reach far back into the cup cabinet and pull out an old one. An oldie but a goodie, the Tervis.
That is a classic.
The Tervis had a chokehold on people. And so today I am rocking the Tervis for my coffee and the off-brand Stanley for my water.
Have you already filled that up? You got water in there?
She is full, just no ice. I have to put some ice in it.
Oh, okay. All right. So, anyway, it will continue. I'll be going walking today with the Stanley Quencher.
What a stand man you are.
And I will show you with a new video what I'm going to do with the Quencher today.
We are just cannot wait.
It's coming your way. Touch the Troops. Today's the official kickoff. Get to making those cards. You need info. It's waiting for you at the website anytime at your leisure at 931wolfcountry.com.
Home is where my heart is still beating.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. It's Totally Private 2024 concert number 3. With Lady A. That's right. Lady A is your next show. This is a private show for you and four friends in Nashville. And somebody asked me this weekend, I don't remember where I was. They said, I heard about those, the Totally Private thing. And, you know, there's one of them I really would like to go to. And it says it's a national contest. Well, it is a national contest. And it's played among the radio stations that play country music that our company owns, which is a grand total, by the way, of 21. So your odds are by far greater than any other contest you could play of winning.
Too true. And who even knows if it's all 21 of our country stations either.
They could opt out and not participate. It could be made not available for some reason that we don't know about. Because we don't know about that big stuff. We don't know about any of that high-level stuff. We're soldiers. We're just here on the ground doing our thing. Staying right here in Greensboro. We don't know what's going on. But I just do know how many radio stations we own. We own 21 country stations. So anyway, you have a great chance of winning. This is a fantastic trip. Here's how it works. If you're new to the game, listen for the keyword. We'll give you one 5 times each day. Annie and I'll give you one at 9:30 this morning. Then you get one at 11:30, 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30. After you hear that keyword, go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com, and enter that keyword to be entered to win. Again, that is a trip for you and four friends to Nashville for that Totally Private concert with Lady A. You'll get to meet Hillary and Charles and Dave and talk to them and get your selfie, get your picture, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be good. You won't be competing with a bunch of other people in some crazy backstage thing that makes no sense whatsoever. Stand here, smile, get out of here. Stand here, smile, get out of here.
It'll be a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, it'll be great. So if you'd like to win, your first opportunity to win that coming up this morning at 9:30. And it only happens here on the Big Bad Wolf. Good morning. Time to get up. Here's Megan Maroney.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again.
Are you thinking about me?
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Three,
today's
two,
top
one,
three,
go.
Very, very excited to announce that the new Miss America is also and the first active duty service member to ever win the Miss America title.
That's the one I showed you last week. I said, look at this girl. Not only is she this, and this, but
yes.
She's this, and this. It's
yes.
Amazing.
And she's beautiful
to
top it all off.
Top it all. Going to Harvard.
But of course, my webpage won't load now with her information. She is Miss Colorado, but she's Miss America. I believe it was Madison Marsh who was crowned yesterday in Florida. And not only is she active duty, she also, it's Air Force, she also is a pilot.
Yes.
Too. So the pretty cool video that the Air Force posted up of her taking a flight.
Some people get a lot. God gives them a lot, and the good Lord gave her a lot.
Yeah.
She's just got, you know, she's studying biomedicine. She's trying to figure out a cure for cancer because her mom died of cancer. I mean, it's just, her story is just over the top.
She definitely is deserving. She's everything you'd want for someone that is Miss America, and I just think it's really, really, really cool. Yeah, she's 2023 graduate Air Force Academy, Colorado Springs, degree in physics, graduate student, Harvard Kennedy School. I mean, come on. Beautiful. Like you said, she's the president and founder of a Whitney Marsh Foundation, which is named after her late mother. Like you said, pancreatic cancer research. And this is the first Miss America winner crowned from Colorado since 1974. I thought that was kind of cool. So way to bring it home. I mean, exactly on the mark, though. What is that, 40, 50 years since Miss Colorado's won?
Yeah, it's great. She's, as you said, very deserving. That's awesome.
So, moving on. Today is the first official day of Touch the Troops, and we are kicking it off Friday night, really, with our first event of its kind for Touch the Troops. Under Par Golf Lounge in Kernersville. From 6 to 8, we'll be out there making cards and hanging out with you guys. If you want to stop by or drop off cards you've already made, or you just want to come and say, hey, not make anything, we're going to supply everything for you. And if you're interested in knowing more about Touch the Troops, you want to get your class involved or something like that, 931wolfcountry.com. And I would like to state that we aren't doing a regular P.O. box this year. We're doing the Wolf address here, 7819 National Service Road, Suite 401 in Greensboro. So
all that's on the website. I'm going to be out there at Under Par. I'm going to be out there with the Stanley Quench here. I'm out there swinging the big lumber. Going to be hitting some bombs.
Lord have mercy. And last but not least, Thomasville doesn't have a homeless shelter. And we are seeing temperatures probably going to go into the teens.
Low tonight, 19.
Ridiculous. So a local church is making sure people have a place to go. Unity UMC in Thomasville is opening up an overnight warming center for men starting Tuesday. The closest shelter that's nearby is 12 miles away, and that's hard to get there when you're going by foot.
Yeah.
But I will say that this church and the people involved are meeting people where they are Tuesday until Friday this week, 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. The Sanctuary of Unity UMC will be opened up. And they said, you know, we're going to be here because if one person shows up, that's just one life we've affected. If we can do that, then we're doing what we've been called to do. Don't worry, though. I know it says 20 men. It says men. 20 men will have access to heat, food, games, and other supplies. They'll use their projector to stream some movies. But don't worry. There is a place right across the street, the Father's Storehouse Ministries. They're going on nearly a month of operating a temporary women's and children's shelter. So they've had about 11 women and 4 kids consistently sleeping and eating there. And we just appreciate people like this who open their homes, their hearts, and they give back and take care of our people.
I just feel the need to point this out. If you are homeless or if you are hungry, any church will help you. Anyone, any church will help you. And they're all over. The church is not going to turn you away. They're prepared to help you if you need it. So if you can't get in there or whatever, there you go. That's good. That's good news. 6:55 now. Blake and Gwen together.
Don't have to leave this town to
Man, that song. 21st century poetry. Let me just give it to you one more time. Well, it was 4 in the morning when the storm quit storming. I was falling faster than Earnhardt and Gordon, like a dirt road Daytona in my heart. And we ain't even got to the best part.
Do y'all know how many times that song plays? Do y'all know how many times I have to hear the poeticness of it from Dale?
It gets me right here. I don't know if I can go on.
It's so dramatic.
All right, it's 7:07. Touch the Troops. Go to the website. Get the info, 931wolfcountry.com. And join us for a card-making event this Friday night.
I'm excited about that at Under Par Golf Lounge. You'll see all that on the website at 931wolfcountry.com. Dale, check it in now. How's my Stanley doing?
Sitting right here.
I know, I miss it.
Well, you can't have it back till Friday.
I know, I miss it. Friday night, though, you can see Dale in person with the Stanley Cup. Come take a picture with Dale and the Stanley Cup.
I'll have it. I don't know if I'll just keep it as is or if I'll strap it up.
I don't know if you or the Stanley Cup is more popular right now.
Yeah, I don't know either. The Stanley Cup is a hot item. There's no doubt about it. I don't know that I would choose the green. I don't even know what all colors they
come in. You ruined my life on Friday. Dale sent me a reel because he'd taken my cup home. He sent me a reel. I guess he was starting to get some Stanley spam on his Instagram or feed or something. Anyways, Joanna Gaines came out with new colors of the Stanley, and it's my favorite color, green. And I'm very, very angry. Because I'm not buying a second Stanley. What I got is what I got.
What Stanley needs to do is start a trade-in program.
Get you another color?
Yeah, trade in for another color. Then they sell it as a used cup at a discount price.
People have figured out how to bedazzle them. Somebody will figure out how to paint them.
Well, you couldn't go much further with the bedazzling. You've got this boot on the bottom of it with the cacti.
Have you seen the bedazzle? I mean, like, when I say bedazzle, Dale, I mean, like, individual rhinestones placed on every inch of the cup.
I did see a couple of those too when I started getting all that spam and stuff on the Stanley Quencher after I started posting the videos and the little pictures and stuff. Anyway, I'm getting a lot of that. But yeah, I've seen it. A lot of work going in. A lot of time spent. A lot of time wasted, frankly.
You've been getting your water in with that, though?
Well, yeah, you know me.
20 ounces.
Well, you know, I drink a lot of water anyway, you know, so it's you could get waterlogged with this thing. I feel sure. I may be overhydrated.
How are you about that? Do you feel like a stand man? Like, are you?
I'll be honest with you. The cup, it's a very comfortable hold when you're holding it. When you've got it full, it's heavy.
She is.
You put this thing to the brim.
But you've got the carabiners, though. You've got her thrown over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's right. Crossbody, hands-free. Gotcha.
That whole bit. When I opened my timeline and saw that video, it made my life yesterday. If you haven't seen it, I posted it to our Facebook page at 93.1 The Wolf, and also, I believe, our story. But Dale came up with some redneck ingenuity to hold my cup.
Yeah.
My Stanley cup.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I did enjoy it, and I think somebody else will too, for sure.
Yeah, so check that out. And for functionality, I got to be honest with you, it does as advertised.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Keeps it hot, keeps it cold, holds a lot.
And easy to hold.
Yeah, it is. But it is heavy. You get this thing loaded up, it is heavy. Because I filled it up with ice and water, and whew.
I'd be terrified to drop that, like full of water. Terrified to drop it.
I'll tell you what you'd be terrified to drop it in. You're in the kitchen with a tile floor, and this is full, and you drop this on a toe. You would not die a happy man, let me tell you.
I see what you did there.
Thanks. Yeah, but I'm enjoying it. Come see me with the Stanley Cup Friday night at Under Par Golf in Kernersville.
Baby, last night.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. If you got kids going to school in FOCO, they dropped a bomb last week, and some parents are going, what? What? I got a vacation planned. I can't go to school early. Well, guess what? You're gonna. When does it start this time? It's like a full week or more earlier than normal.
Well, I think last year it started around the 23rd. This has got it projected to start the 12th of August, 2024. So
about almost 10 days difference there. That does make a difference. I get it.
I'm laughing at this, okay? That's how I feel about it. This is kind of funny, and I guess only funny to me because it doesn't really affect my life or Franklin's life.
But
because
you live in FOCO.
Yes, and he'll be starting kindergarten for this school year that they put the new calendar out for.
Right.
But I guess a lot of people are quite literally popping off because...
Vacation, I got my vacation.
And I was reading through hundreds of comments on Friday about people complaining just because I love to pry. And, you know, you see a lot of people... who say that, you know, they had a vacation scheduled. They'll miss that first week of school, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And I know there's a lot of people who take a vacation up to the last minute, but I'm like, the school district has about 53,000 students. How do you expect they accommodate every single one's schedule?
And here's what's going to happen. These people are talking about how they're going to miss the first week of school. You think these moms are going to let their kid miss the first week of school? No. They will change their plan. They will either cancel the vacation or they will move it. They've got plenty of time to do so. You probably, if you've already made a deposit, I don't know what your situation is, and you're worried about a non-refundable, you know, on a Vrbo or something. I don't know.
Yes. There was one of the teachers, one of the parents had been interviewed and said, we're going to miss out on our family vacation that was booked. She said, we're going to miss it. So that mom's like, she's going to school. Going to book the week of August 10th through the 17th is when we had a vacation. So she, my daughter has to meet her teachers and classmates, and I would hate for her to miss out on that.
You can't not be there. There's just too much goes on the first 2 weeks.
Nobody likes to walk in blind either to a new class and a new teacher.
No.
And everything. You want to do the meet and greet type thing.
Yeah.
They said they sent out a survey and about 2,500 parents responded. Again, 53,000 students in the Winston Forsyth County School District, and 2,500 parents responded to the survey. So I hate to tell you, parents, it's kind of your fault. It's kind of your fault. But the biggest thing here is a lot of people are saying they should have given us a year's notice. They should have put this out for the 25-26 school year. But they always put the calendar out this time of year. Always.
Yeah.
I saw one lady's comment who said, I wait until January to make any plans, any vacations, anything, because that's when they put out the school calendar for the following year.
That's what we always did because, you know, my luck, if I book it, I'm going to get hosed on it. It's something like this is going to happen to me. So I just wait when it comes out, then make your plan.
I feel the same way. And you know, you basically know your sweet spot is the middle of June to all the way through July for vacations.
You know you're good there.
We know we're good there, yeah, always.
But if you're going someplace it's too hot and maybe you don't want to do it, I get it, but you should have waited.
Yeah, and this is my first year as a parent with a school-aged child. Oh, my God. That just hit me hard.
You're old.
Anyways, I'll have a kindergarten.
How old are you going to be in May?
I'll have a kindergartner.
How old are you going to be in
32.
May?
32. I'll have a kindergartner.
32. You realize that's only 8 years away from 40, right?
Thank you. And I will be affected by this, but I think it's great. I love the start in early August, and then I love the getting out. Like, I don't know. I used to always remember my birthday was May 23rd, and we were always getting out right around my birthday. It kind of marked the end of the school year. It was always the best part because my birthday and school's over. So kind of growing up that way, I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's rock out. And so I'm one of those parents who just don't have any plans like that. It doesn't affect or change anything for me.
Yeah.
I hate it for y'all.
Should have waited to plan.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Now the question is, are you going to school or are you playing hooky? Because you've got other plans.
You got something laid in. You got a deposit you can't get back. You're going to go anyway because your kid's been in that school for a couple years. You know you're not going to miss anything significant. You know, those kinds of things. Or maybe you just don't care.
I want to know how. I kind of want someone mad to call in. I want to know, what they got going on. What your opinion is on this. Why you... You know, there's so many people that were just enraged on social media when they announced this whole thing. So,
yeah, are you mad about it?
But the coolest thing about it is that these kids can take those winter exams before winter break,
yep.
And they can start brand new in January. No exams to have to look forward to. I don't know. There's like pros and cons, you know?
How you feeling, 799 Wolf? Or get up on social. We're there too. Riley Green and Luke Combs now on The Wolf. It's a hometown hit. It's Chris Lane and Find Another Bar on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. 93.1 The Wolf at 741. We're talking about this Winston-Salem Forsyth County decision to go, we're going to start school early this time, and then we'll get out early, which is always good to me. I always love getting out of school. I hated it when it snowed or got a lot of bad weather in the winter, and it pushed it back, and you're in school in June. Yeah. I hated that. So, to me, this works. I don't know. How do you feel? 799 Wolf's our number. Good morning.
Yes, I was calling to comment on the new school calendar for Winston-Salem
County. Yes, ma'am.
I'm a retired school teacher of 28 years. I just retired this past summer. And of all the years, it never matters. You're not going to please everybody. Somebody's always going to be unhappy.
So
as
true.
As a teacher, As a teacher, I would love to go back early and get out early. Then you have Memorial Day to have a long trip you want to plan. But you're not gonna, they're not going to please everybody.
That's what I'm saying. 53,000 students. You really think we're going to make all of them happy?
Not happening.
Exactly. It does. It's just like when they call it for weather. You've always got somebody complaining about, why did they call school off today? Well, you know, you just can't make them happy.
That's so true. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Now, someone else did call in, and she said that a lot of people are mad because this puts Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools on a list with other districts that are defying a state law by starting school early. Supposedly, there is a legislation that states that schools can't start before the Monday closest to August 26. One of the biggest challenges with that is that the kids can't take their exams until they return from winter break, which sucks because after you're off for 2 weeks, you got to come back and try to learn stuff for right. 3 weeks and take tests. You ain't going to get nobody's attention. Nobody wants to do that. Yeah. Do y'all want to do that?
Ain't nobody
in
got
January?
Time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. January. Ugh. So anyways, they did the survey. The results showed overwhelming support for the earlier start. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, even if we started late, why can't we just end early? Why has it got to be? Why? I never understand rules. Why can't we just do whenever? We still be done May 20th, even if we start August, whatever.
I always thought, wait. Ideally, to me, it seems like we'll start the Tuesday after the Labor Day weekend, we'll start school and we'll go up to, the Memorial Day weekend.
Dale, this is a whole other conversation for a whole other day, but get me started on the school system and Henry Ford.
Okay.
Don't get me started.
Don't get down on Henry Ford again.
If I could have one person. Anyways, the board voted 6-3 to approve the calendar of school starting August 12th, ending on May 20th. And I think the biggest way of getting away with this as a school system is that the fact that, yes, there's a law in place, but there are no consequences written into that state law for the schools that do start earlier. So,
yeah, I guess somewhere in there, there's a provision for them to get a special dispensation to start school early or whatever. But anyway, they're going to do it. It's going to happen.
All I got
to
say is y'all should have loved it. You set my world on fire.
Hooray! Birthday time. What a day. Celebrate, there'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today, including one from yesterday. Happy belated birthday to Spencer Sean of Clemens, who turned 6. Hope you had the best day, bud. Celebrating today, Chase Horton of Lexington, happy birthday, bud. Bailey Phillips of Trinity is 16. I told you someone was turning 16 on the 16th.
It's pretty cool.
Bailey, could be a very lucky birthday for you. Nicholas Adams of High Point is 12 years old today. Also celebrating, Sharon Sizemore of Yakinville, Jamie Aiken of Randleman, Naomi Neal of Greensboro, Tiffany Calder of Burlington, Josh Brewer of Kernersville, Jeremy Kite of Blues Creek, Katie Doss of Greensboro, Velma Robertson of Greensboro, Chris Pugh of Randleman, Stephanie Fulton of Kernersville, owner of Local Roots, and will be one of our events for Touch the Troops there coming soon.
Free plug!
Happy birthday. Go check out Local Roots in Kernersville. Okay, keep going. Tina Wilder of Winston-Salem is celebrating along with my girl Amber Sheikah Advance. Happy birthday, baby girl. Brianne Hauser of Mebane, and my beautiful, wonderful, puts up with my little brother, don't know how, sister-in-law, Caitlin, who deserves all the birthday wishes. Happy birthday, and I love you. Would love to have your birthday or someone you know on this shout-out list. Doesn't matter if it's tomorrow or if it's in 6 months from now. I don't care. Get it on the list. You can text me or call 336-799-WOLF or DM on Facebook at 931TheWOLF. Now, just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. That's Warren Zeider's Pretty Little Poison on 93.1 The Wolf. Well, Hardy's Quit Tour is coming to Carolina. Also on the tour, Kip Moore, Travis Denning, and Ella Langley are going to be at the PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte and at Coastal Credit Music Pavilion in Raleigh. These shows are in June. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to play Andy Knows Everybody for some tickets for you. to see Hardy right now. What call are we taking?
I would like to take caller 20.
Caller 20 it is. Caller 20 right now. It's 799-WOLF. Caller 20, 799-WOLF. Going to play Any News Everybody for tickets to that Hardy show. It's going to be a big one. We want you to be there. We got all the tickets to all the shows. Remember, these shows are in June. Your choice, Raleigh or Charlotte. Caller 20, 799-WOLF. Any News Everybody. It's time to win on the Wolf.
Never wanted to be why picket fenced in hearts like...
Three, two, one.
Are you ready?
Today's top three.
Go.
She's beauty, she's grace, she's Miss America.
There she is.
Miss America.
Miss America.
That's beautiful. Madison Marsh was crowned Miss America during the competition ceremony on Sunday night in Orlando. She is not only your newest Miss America, a second lieutenant in the Air Force, and she's the first active duty service member to ever win this title. Beauty and brains.
Double threat girl.
She's a quadruple threat girl.
Liar.
She's a 2023 graduate of the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, and she has a degree in physics.
Mm-hmm.
That's math and science, people, combined. And a graduate student at the Harvard Kennedy School. She's also a pilot. Don't let her fool you. And she is the president and founder of the Whitney Marsh Foundation, named after her late mother's, helping to raise awareness and money for pancreatic cancer research. And
considering all of her limitations, I'm surprised she made it to Miss America. That's great.
Everything holding her back. How cool is that? First active duty service member to ever win the title. And this is the first time that Colorado has won since 1974, so we're looking at the math, please, Dale. 50 years, is that right?
Close. She's an overachiever.
So good for you, boo. Good for you. Now all she needs is a husband. She doesn't need a husband, but you know what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I get it.
To add to it, a beautiful husband. Today is the official kickoff to Touch the Troops. We're very excited about it. We love doing this every single year. It is our way to give back to service members and their families by writing letters of hope and encouragement and sending them out to them. And we would love your help. Of course, it takes an army to get over 10,000 cards, which is the number to beat this year.
Yeah, last year we did 10,000, looking to break that record.
And so far, you know, it's the first official day, but we've been talking about it about a week. We haven't gotten any yet, but I know they'll start rolling in this week, and they're coming right here to us
at
the
studio.
7819 National Service Road, Suite 401 in Greensboro. It's on the website, 931wolfcountry.com, and our very first ever free community card making is going down Friday night in Kernersville at Under Park Golf Lounge from 6 to 8. Come by, make a card, drop what you've made off, or just come hang out. But that's what we'll be doing, and we're very excited to get to it. And last but not least, we got some good vibes type stuff going on. Thomasville doesn't have a homeless shelter, and of course, the temperatures out there are going to go down to the teens this week. So there's a local church, Unity UMC in Thomasville. They opened up an overnight warming center for men, and it starts tonight from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. The sanctuary will be open, and there will be access to heat, food, games, and other supplies, and we'll also use projector to stream some movies. And the volunteers of the congregation will stay overnight and help to run the center. They've donated snacks, coffee, and blankets, and people can take with them when they leave. And it's just them trying to give some hope back out there. And, they said if one person shows up, then they've done their job.
I'm going to run down the lows for you this week. 19 tonight, 15 tomorrow, 23 Thursday, 24 Friday, 17 on Saturday, and 14 on Sunday.
So we got to get Thomasville a homeless shelter. But for now, they're taking care of the men. And across the street from that church, the Father's Storehouse Ministries is going on nearly a month of operating a temporary women and children's shelter. They've had about 11 women and 4 kids consistently sleeping and eating there. So I'm sure those beds will fill up this week as those temperatures drop. And if you see somebody and you feel like you want to spread that information, let them know out there in Thomasville that there's somewhere for them to lay their head and stay warm and stay safe.
Cold week coming up. It's the polar vortex, people. The polar vortex. 19 tonight.
Woo!
Bring in your brass monkey.
Nobody.
Pick it with your teeth, Chris. Nice. Wake up with the World Show. And here we are, day one, the official kickoff of Touch the Troops. We got a card-making event coming up for you on Friday. This is the first year we've done this to get people together to make cards. We'll make them right there, and then we'll swoop them up and load them into the Big Bad Wolf truck and bring them back and add to the pile. You need to start the pile first so you can start sending them in anytime you want to. Now, this Friday night will be at Under Par Golf Lounge in Kernersville from 6 until 8. So come on out. We'll have supplies for you to make cards with.
It won't be our only event either. We'll have others coming, over the next couple weeks. Very excited about all of them, but especially being able to kick it off with this event. And this is the first time we've ever done this. We're trying to be out more in 2024. Ooh, that rhymes.
Yeah.
And yes, I printed off, I think, 160 sheets this morning because I created coloring sheets. You can write a letter and color it, so it's the entire thing in one for our service members, and there's specific ones for their children as well, because we're trying to send some love to them this year too. And I have created these and put them on our website for you to go and save and print off. If you have any difficulty, feel free to reach out to us and I'll send them to you in a separate way. But 931wolfcountry.com has got all our info. You just go to the website right there. You'll see it on the front screen, Touch the Troops. And we're trying to beat 10,000 cards this year. We are trying very hard to beat 10,000. Currently, we're not even at one yet, but I know they're coming. I know there's a lot of people that are saying that they're creating them, or they've got their own little event going within a school system or whatever it is. And that's probably my favorite part about this deal, is checking the mailbox. And I love even more that I only have to walk to the front office to check the mailbox now, because this year you can send them to us directly at the radio station.
And what is that address?
7819 National Service Road, Suite 401, and that's in Greensboro. And, of course, that's also on the website as well. And you don't have to individually stamp all of them. If you want to address some to service members and some to military kids in individual envelopes, that's fine. Otherwise, you can put them all in one big envelope and just send them our way.
Yeah, we'll take care of the rest for you. So join us Under Par Golf Lounge Friday night, 6 to 8. You can come out and make a card, get a few golf balls, have a couple drinks, whatever. And again, this will be the first one. And again, that's this Friday night from 6 until 8. I'll be there with Annie's Stanley Quencher in hand.
So come get a photo of Dale with a Stanley.
It'll be the last day, by the way, that I have to drag this thing around. So that'll be the culmination of me losing the bet.
I'll get my baby back.
You'll get it back, and I'll go back to the Yeti.
There you go.
I miss my Yeti, too, so we'll be glad to switch back and forth. She's gone to the knockoff Stanley Quencher, the red one. Looks good, though. It's a nice looking cup.
Also pulled a Tervis out of the back of the cabinet for the iced coffee this morning.
Yeah, that's classic there. She's gone classic on it.
I have. And this was a gift. I would never, ever buy this for myself. It's a Salt Life one, though.
Oh, okay. All right. Good enough. So join us Friday night, Under Par Golf Lounge in Kernersville. It'll be a fun night. We'll be making some cards for the soldiers and their kids. Hope to see you there.
Bury me in Georgia.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show on the way out. Katie is on the way in with another chance for you to qualify for that amazing trip to see Lady A in Nashville with you and four of your friends. Next chance at 11:30.
And she's they're also the guest on the Superstar Power Hour this week.
Yay! That's awesome.
I also have something big, if you're from Kernersville, going down starting tomorrow. It's going to be on the top three tomorrow morning.
This big.
It's bigger than Catalina Wine Mixer.
That's what you're telling me. Pow! Wow, so. I can't wait to find out. I hate to rush my life away, but I can't wait till tomorrow to find out.
I know, right?
Pow! I love it. Have yourself a great Tuesday. It's going to be a cold week. Get ready. The polar vortex is coming in low tonight, 19. Get your extra blankies out. Another quilt always feels good. Say goodbye, Annie.
Goodbye.
Have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. More on Touch the Troops and more chances to win that Lady A concert trip. And Hardy tickets, too, tomorrow.
Sat down on a bar stool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.